Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's October 5th, 2017, and this is Scorpios Talking. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm broadcasting here from the Bright Red Desk on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And my compadre is up there in Hudson, I believe.
Yes, I am.
In your beautiful backyard listening to the birds, or are you in the living room?
Neither.
Neither. Where are you?
I'm halfway in between the two. I'm sitting...
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Okay. Cool. He's got a really nice kitchen, too.
I do.
Yeah.
And
it's a cooking kitchen.
It is.
It is.
Although that's not what I've been doing lately.
Mm-hmm.
And we're early today.
Yes, we are.
Because I have clients I had to fit in. So I wanted to fit in and had to. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
totally
you, Annie.
I was awake. I got up and... I've been waking up in the morning to go to the bathroom anyway, so I just stayed up instead of going back to bed. Because I knew if I went back to bed, that would be it. I'd sleep right through it. But I didn't. I stayed up, so I'm good. And I'm here with my coffee and a
Me
little
too.
Black and white cat who just came over to say hi. Remo's here saying he doesn't talk, though, so he doesn't say hi out loud. He's just saying hi to Mom. Hello, little guy. Hello, little guy. So it is beautiful out.
Oh, good. I this morning stunned Ashby.
Oh, yeah, why?
I gave her a bath.
Oh, you poor, that poor bird. You gave her a bath.
I did.
Was she dirty or would you wash her?
Yeah, she needed it.
Okay.
And
I don't think a bird's just getting dirty, but.
Yeah, she needed it. And she likes giving herself a bath in her water dish.
Okay.
But she hadn't, and it was going to be warm today.
Okay.
So I just grabbed her and did it, and she fights, man.
And she what?
Fights it.
Okay, even though she likes doing it.
She looks like a little drowned rat. No, she loves it after. She makes all her happy noises.
Oh, okay.
So I went, oh, hell with it. I'll just do it.
I'm sorry, Ashby. Well, actually.
No, she's very, very happy.
Okay, so that's a nice full moon to have a bath on. Actually, later today, my crystals are getting a bath. Because we give them a bath on the full moon, so you're right in sync with the right in sync with heavens, Michael. So we polish the silver and bathe the crystals. That's what we have. What happens down here at my house in a few hours.
I bought a beautiful, large, really large, like as big as softball, and when we were in Buenos Aires years
mm-hmm.
ago,
mm-hmm.
it was very beautiful. And
beautifully large, what?
Huh?
A beautiful large what?
Crystal ball.
Oh, okay.
And rock crystal. And my friend Issa said, oh, it must be bathed. And she bathed it, and it turned cloudy. And she said, oops. And it's been cloudy ever since. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Issa.
It probably was, well, probably was... what are those things called? I'm drawing a blank on their name. Because they turn cloudy when they get washed. I'm blanking on it. Yeah, I know which one it was. But I can't remember now the word. So,
hey. Well, if it has a... if there's any way for water to get into it.
Uh-huh.
If there's any kind of crack or anything.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
And once it's in there, that's it.
Yeah. Now, you were having that bad feeling for a while. Is this the shooting in Vegas, or is there
no.
something else? Okay. Okay. So, still. Waiting.
I don't know.
You still having the bad feeling?
Well, it's not as intense.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of like pulses, you know. But there's so much. Really crazy stuff around.
Yeah.
That it's kind of blending in and I can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
I have very crazy stuff going on around me, which I'm working very hard to contain. And I also, when I look out, there's a lot of craziness. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's definitely... I had said on my radio show on Sunday that the Mars was trining Pluto. Mars and Pluto normally get along well, Pluto being the lord of the underworld, Mars being soldiers and war and fighting. and they were cooperating. So I'm like, well, all right, they're cooperating, you know. And I was nervous what's-his-name was going to drop a bomb on Korea. And then this the shooting happened, and I'm like, oh. It was very effective killing. You know, it's 500, 600 people shot in a very short period of time. So I was like, oh, that's it. You know, the trine is effective, and they're able to get a lot accomplished in the bad, of the bad thing, of the negative energy.
Who's able to?
Well, anybody. Right. So it's a it's a negative energy, but we can use it positively. You know, we can make a, you know, use the energy. We can hook into it to really clean and plow through stuff, you know, plow through things we need to get rid of or clear out stuff we want to get, you know, you want anything you want to send to the underworld or let go of. So I had hired somebody who comes over and once a week, and we've been throwing away things, you know, and she, you know, it is very effective because she kind of, you know, she says, you know, 17 years till you turn 80. Do you really need it? I'm like, ugh. But
I was thinking that last night. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
No, seriously.
I know.
I was thinking, wow, 17 years till Ann turns 80. No, I was thinking 15 years till I turn 80.
What do I want to do in the next 15 years?
No, I didn't think that. I thought I could probably throw out my running shoes.
Well, I was like, eh. So we cleaned out. We did a lot in the bedroom yesterday. So and before that, we sent like 18 bags of stuff to Goodwill. You know, because I have a lot of clothes. Yeah, you know, I don't throw shit away. So
yep. No, I just
did all this cleaning. And you've been doing it with jean stuff.
Yep. I think there were like 30 bags of stuff.
Yeah, it's a very effective time to clear out things and get rid of things. Because that same energy of clearing things out is, you know, in forward motion. So, but it's good. So that part of it is positive. The negative part of it is everybody's very cray-cray and they're really acting up in their own cray-cray way. And you kind of go, wow, you're a little crazy right now.
Really crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's also watching, you know, that. And then the energy today is there's a full moon in fire, so everybody's fiery. And the rulers of the moon, though, are joined in the eighth house of death, on the presidential assassination degree, so I'm kind of waiting to see what happens to Uncle Donald. They don't always get killed. Sometimes there's, you know, like Al Gore in Texas or in Florida, the election, he didn't get killed, but he got killed.
Wait. So has this ever happened where nothing's happened?
No, something always happens.
Okay.
But it's, you know, like in his case, it might be stuff about the impeachment or
whatever. Right. But there, it's not like. It is always effective.
It's always got something, and in this particular case, it's got two planets on it. So 9/11, it had Mars on it, right? So we got attacked when they laid the degree for the bill. It's a big degree in the U.S. chart. When they laid the code, the cornerstone for the Pentagon, it was on it. So this is a hot degree. So whenever something hits it, I always watch because it's a big degree with the leadership of our country. So,
and how long is that active for?
Today. It's full moon today.
Okay.
So it's like today, tomorrow. It kicks up a new cycle, though. It kicks up a new 2.5-year run.
Of?
Of energy being displayed and shown. And it takes us back to April 6th of 16 and January 6th of 17. And then we have this full moon, and then the next one, we finish it up next June, June 6th of 18. So it sets up a big cycle. And so we're partially through it, but we also have a new energy starting on it. So it's kind of like a old energy finishing up, new energy beginning. So we'll see what happens. But it is a presidential assassination degree. So usually there's some bad news, like Clinton's, when they took the blood out of his arm, and he had that really weird look on his face when the FBI was taking the blood, I was like, oh, he did something. You know, like, ooh, that's not good. He knows he's getting killed. This blood's going to kill him, you know, the DNA with the sperm on the dress and all. So it's an interesting degree, and I watch it. You know, I'm aware where it is because it's right near my son. And so I kind of go, ooh. So I've had a busy week this week, and I do expect there to be some excitement out of Washington. So we'll see what it is. Because it's got a new pop. But it also is, you know, because of the trine in Earth that we have, which is the effective killing. That's temporary. That's not forever. But that's right now. We're really feeling it. It is a time, if you know people that are mentally unstable who might haunt you or hunt you down, not to contact them. So I've got one student who kind of dates this guy who's mean to her all the time. And he's back, you know, and he always comes back on this degree. So she was talking about him last night, and I'm like, you know, he's back again, you know. Like, I thought we got rid of him. But no, he's back. So, you know, that kind of thing. We have to kind of watch these energies. But, yeah, so if you know anybody who's unstable, just be careful around them right now because they're really volatile. And if you're in an abusive relationship, this is when they go off, you know. So not that that, you know, I mean, the goal is not to be shot, right?
Really?
Yeah. So, and Ashby had her bath this morning. So she was like, what are you trying to do? Take me down, you know? And,
No. She doesn't go that far into it.
So, well, Max was like out of control. So, because he feels it really strongly too, because his chart's kind of tied into mine. And Remo seems to not really be affected by it. He just gets cuddly. But he's an Aries, so he's like, you can touch me on this degree. I'll let you pet me and hold me. Because now I'm in the mood to cuddle. So it's an interesting aspect. So, yeah.
I
had a question for you.
Yes.
Somebody wrote and said, you know, Barbara Marx Hubbard, which books do you recommend? She's got a few books. Which one do you recommend starting with?
I don't know, honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm not that familiar with all of her books, mm-hmm. and a lot of them are kind of niche things.
Okay.
There's a book by... Oh, my God, I can't think of his name. He wrote Conversations with God.
Uh-huh. Neil Patrick something.
Something. It's three names. He wrote her biography.
Uh-huh.
It's called The Mother of Invention.
Okay.
And it goes backwards.
Oh, okay, through her work?
Well, through her life. So it starts in the present and goes all the way back.
Okay.
So it doesn't start with her being little. It starts with her because she's had a very interesting life. So that's one thing. There's a DVD called Humanity Ascending,
mm-hmm.
Which you can get on Amazon, I think.
Okay.
And she also has whatever her website is. And I haven't, you know, I have like little things that I've collected from her, like when I would study with her
mm-hmm.
In California. Which didn't happen often, but there would be like these weekend intensives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there was something on the resurrection, because she likened
this time to that.
In a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the best I can do. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, somebody inquired, so I said I would.
Yeah, and I like, you know, listening to her.
Mm-hmm.
So on YouTube, there's billions of
videos.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. The beauty of YouTube. I mean, I have to say, you know, you go and, like, my assistant was having her cat lick her chin. She got a new cat. It's old cat. It's, like, 18 years old. She's, you know, rescued it from somebody who couldn't keep it anymore. So the cat licks her in the chin in the morning, you know, at 5 in the morning. So there's these really cute little videos, Simon's Cats, where the cat's, like, licking him and trying to wake him up and then finally whacks him with a baseball bat and he sits up and the cat goes, hungry, feed me, you know, and so
mm-hmm.
I mailed it to her. It's amazing the internet has all these things.
Yeah, I signed up this week.
Mm-hmm.
It has been hard for me to do it, but I've been doing my best. There's a woman named Lynn McTaggart, McTaggart.
Mm-hmm.
And she began... her career originally was a science reporter,
mm-hmm.
and her particular interest is metaphysics and energy. She wrote a couple of really good books that I've read. One is called The Field,
mm-hmm.
and one is called The Bond. They're both about energy and how that works.
Right.
And I think she wrote The Power of Intention, and I think her latest book, which is just coming out, which I bought but didn't haven't read yet, is called The Power of Eight.
Eight's a number?
Yep. So the point being that this week's experiment, which I signed up for, is every day, I think it's, I can't remember if it's 5 days or 6 days, but it started last Saturday. I think today's the last day. Or tomorrow, I don't remember. At noon, we click in and listen to her, and she talks about energy, and the last 10 minutes are spent focusing on an area in North St. Louis, which is the has the highest crime rate in the country. It's cross, it's Natural Bridge Avenue, I think, that crosses all of North St. Louis. And the intention, which we are to hold for that 10 minutes, is to reduce the crime rate, rape, assault, murder, shootings, I think burglaries in there, whatever, it's a specific list, by at least 10%. And it'll be measured.
Okay.
So, and then she, you know, in the other 20 minutes, she talks about, in interviews, people from past experiments. And the interesting thing is there's, when you put out energy, there are these groups of intention, and you need eight or more is ideal. I don't have that, so I'm just doing the best I can by myself. I tried to figure out how to get connected to seven other people, because some of the groups have been meeting, not about this experiment, but prior ones. They continued to meet, and they would focus their intention on one or the other group members.
Oh, okay.
And the experiences had by the focusers was as profound as the experience had by the person who was being focused upon, in terms of reducing intractable depressions or long-standing health issues. So it's and there's a science. She's a science person. It's not Gaga. So it's it has to do with the vagus nerve. It has to do with different parts of your brain being activated. So they're able to study things. In her earlier books, you know, from years ago, it was the chemical structure of water changes. If you pray, if you direct anger at it. So she's really interesting, and she's incredibly, incredibly nice. Just this week it's been very helpful because I've had a rough week. Just having her kindness for half an hour every day was great. So I encourage people to...
And this is Mick Taggart.
Yep, Lynn, L-Y-N-N. I don't think there's an E. I think it's L-Y-N-N. It might be L-Y-N-N-E. And then it's M, small c, capital T-A-G-G-A-R-T. And if you forget that, look up the field or the bond.
The bond, okay.
And, you know, her books are amazing.
Okay, cool. Because we have to learn to work with this stuff.
Her stuff is, I think...
really clean.
Well, it's very, very clean. And it's very, she's very generous to other people. So you know, you might hear about somebody else's work or see an interview with them.
Right.
But I think that it's the most appropriate thing to do right now if you need to reach outside yourself for something.
Right.
A tool. Because I don't think now is the time to reach outside yourself. I think it's a bad idea.
Because...
Because it's much more important to regulate how you are based on your connection with yourself and the divine.
Okay.
If you try to regulate yourself based on the external world, I think you're going to be really sorry that you did that, because, number one, there are so many shifts in the nature of how we ground ourselves that is happening evolutionarily. So things are quite unstable. and the ways that people used to ground. I think it's a whole new set of rules that are going to emerge about how nature works. And we're not there yet. We don't know. So everything is chaotic, mm-hmm. lots of chaos, lots of really ugly energy at one level. And if you dive through that, you can kind of not engage with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's there to freak you out.
Not engage with it.
I wouldn't. I would, as much as possible, try to connect again with who are you?
Okay.
Like, who are you? And how do you keep an open heart?
Mm-hmm. Well.
Because if you look at anything else, I think your heart's going to close.
Mm-hmm.
And people who watched horrible films of awful things happening to people had a compassion
mm-hmm.
place in their brain that lit up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That made a big difference. And I don't remember what the measurement was of difference, but there was a significant difference that held, including towards people that they would have defined as enemies,
mm-hmm.
you know, like terrorists.
Right.
But there's a human instinct that lends itself towards being compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
And an awful lot's being done to squelch that.
From what capacity? Just
do you see a lot of compassion in the newspaper?
No.
Or on the news?
No, I know. Okay.
Okay. Right. Or on the street?
No.
Okay.
Got it. So just in the world around us, that's the squelching, okay?
Yeah.
No, the way you said it, I thought there's like, who's squelching it? It's like the world's squelching it, yeah.
Well, the world isn't squelching it. It's there's a lot of energy being pumped in.
To squelch.
It's like the Truman Show, but except it's being filled with really bad energy.
Yeah, yeah. I read a woman a couple of weeks ago, last week, I think. I don't know. Time blurs, but she was talking about you know, the kind of the whole concept of the, you know, the power of now and the focus on, you know, what we create and how it's the, that whole process is good for us. You know, you create, you know, what you're working on and you co-create the world. But if you want to create negative, you can use it for negative. And I kind of went, ooh, never really thought of it that way. You know, I mean, I get it, but I always feel like I'm a little stupid that way. Like the people would actually want to create something bad. People would want to hurt other people.
Well,
I just kind of always have a little trouble with that, but it's true. And it was, so she was talking about, she's working on, I can't really talk about what she's working on, but she sent me something and I was reading it and I was kind of stunned a little bit, actually, because the same use of, there's an astrologer in New York, or not in New York, an astrologer in the United States who's pretty famous, named Rob Hand. And a few years back, I was at an astrology conference, and he said, Picatrix, which is a book of magic, is published on the internet, and anybody can download it and do magic, you know, and magic is, of course, stating another word for stating your intent and focusing intent on creating something. And so, you know, it's available to anybody that wants to do it, including people that want to do it for mean things. And I remember when he said that thinking, ooh, you know, because it used to be you had to be vetted and you had to be, you know, it was passed along, you know, by not master, but like a sensei to a good student. You know, there was a vetting process. It wasn't just anybody in the world could use this shit, and or maybe they could, and not, you know, whatever. But I'm just very aware of that energy of using things for darkness. It does seem to be a little higher.
What do you mean higher?
Oh, there seems to be more of it. You know.
Well, there's a lot of energy that's trying to come through to destroy people, and there are a lot of people who have no clue but that they've been occupied, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you read Energetic Synthesis, the latest blog, that's the column I've mentioned many times.
Yep, that's not Barbara Marks. That's
no,
else. Yeah.
No, that's Lisa Renee's Energetic Synthesis. But the therapist that I work with is loosely connected, and there's something called the Hieros Gamos, which is a healing manual, you know, and it uses kinesiology to muscle test about stuff. Anyway, but I read the newsletter and the blog. I'm not affiliated with the organization, and it's very helpful, I think, and it explains a lot about recently about people who are being occupied by other energy besides themselves, and I've seen it.
What do you mean, like kind of like a walk-in or something, or
yeah.
more of a okay.
Yeah, but there's all kinds of stuff going on, bad stuff. I mean, I've seen it. It's pretty. For me, it's not so good because I apparently am very sensitive to see it when it's bad, and they there's no way for them not. I mean, they've searched me out in crowds because they know I see them. And then there's a whole showdown that goes on. It's not good. So, but those are like major characters. But it's a lot of people who are no longer sovereign. They're being controlled and don't even know it. By other stuff, and the point of it is to create anxiety and fear, because that energy gets harvested for the use by other people with other agendas, or not people, things with other agendas. So, you know, I take what feels right to me and leave the rest.
Okay.
But it's helpful. It's helpful. I'm not, you know, overly interested in the specifics about things, but I'm very interested in how to create more good energy and how to rid myself of if I feel like I'm having trouble clearing myself out. Yeah.
That's available for you to use to do that.
So I'll read anything or you know really work at it because this is a very serious time.
Yeah, it really makes us go wow, you know, or makes me go wow at least. So, what do we say to people for the week ahead?
Best of luck.
You never know what's going to happen. You know.
I would just say, you know, how serious are you?
Right.
And it's not like evolving. It's not like a drop-in. Like, oh, I'll try it. It's a commitment.
Right.
And I think it has to take center stage. The whole point.
Hello, this is Danny. Hey. Come on. Rachel.
No, it's kind of got a spooky feel to it.
Yeah, it does. It has a very skanky feeling.
Skanky, that's a good word.
Very skanky.
Yeah.
And tomorrow would have been my 40th wedding anniversary, and Jean was smart enough to get out of here. So.
So, happy anniversary.
Why, thank you. Rachel's coming.
Rachel's gonna
she's coming today
cool.
for the weekend till Sunday morning, I think,
yeah.
Which I'm very happy about.
Nice. And Ashby's got her bath, so she's ready for the birthday party or the anniversary party.
Yes.
Ashby's like, so pretty.
They don't get along. But
I know, but she said, you know.
Right, as Rachel admitted, she said, I don't like that bird, but I respect her. She's one tough cookie.
Right. So, well, happy anniversary.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
40 years.
40 years, yeah. Well, 39, and, you know, I think you can round
it was
up.
It close to
you know.
40.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was over 39 and a half. So, yeah.
Yeah, insurance industry lets you round up. But, you know, it's still your anniversary because you're still going to celebrate the
yes.
love and the path and the life and the, all the cool stuff you did. So, happy anniversary.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, well,
so we'll be back next week.
Next week. What time? You want to do 9 again?
Sure.
We'll move it. All right. That sounds good. So this is Scorpio's talking in, or at least
have a good
on.
Week, everybody.
Yeah, have a great week.
Bye.